My child, you're the last for the evening. Come, join me in the confessional so that we can get on with our days. Come, come. What can I include? Closing a curtain here. Now, tell me, my child, what seems to be bothering you? Tell me so that we may forgive this sin. There is nothing to be ashamed of with an impure mind. In the light of God, we must atone. But everyone is guilty of this, and the only sin unforgivable is lying of those thoughts. So, tell me, my child, guide me through these impure thoughts. Oh. Well, thoughts of the flesh are human nature, and you will find someone in your life who satisfies these urges with you. I admit most are not so forward as you are today. It sounds almost as if you have a particular thought in mind, a fantasy that seems to be pervasive in your life. If you would, so that I may better understand your sin, guide me through this. No, it's okay. Like I said, this is the house of God. If you cannot lay bare yourself here, for where shall you find comfort? To begin, follow along with me. You will do as I say, and we shall together re-guide towards the path of the light. What is the name of this person in your fantasies? Say it out loud. Good. Now, say it one more time, clearly, with pride. What is their name? Good. I do not need to know anything else about them, unless you feel comfortable. Do you feel comfortable? All right, my child, we shall continue. Tell me, what is your favorite feature of theirs? Say it out loud. Good girl. One more time. There we go. We will continue to repeat just like this. Do you understand? You may say yes, Father, if that helps you. Good girl. Now, what is the position you find yourself in these fantasies? Tell me about the place, the location. Tell me, my child. I see. And are they close to you? Are they nearby? How does this relationship play out? Tell me the acts that they do to you. Slowly. It's okay, my child. It is all right. I'll guide. Do they touch you? Do they touch you all over your body? Do they explore every inch of you? Is it teasing touch? Or is it guiding? Is it begging? How do they love you? That's right, my child, that's what this is. It's love. An admiration, a devotion, just like we feel in these halls. Do they know how you feel? That is okay. There is no shame in the house of God that we cannot fix. Hold that fantasy in your mind, my child. keep playing it over and over and over. Together, we shall absolve you of this. Are you willing to do what it takes? Good girl. Now, these are unconventional methods, but I believe that together, you and I can find a solution that brings your mind to ease, or at least puts you on the path. Hold their name in your mind, the name of this lover that you wish to hold. And I want you to utter their name every time we take the next step. Understand? As I guide you through this process, you will say their name. And I will let you know when. Can you do that for me, my child? Good girl. Where do you want them to touch you most? Touch that place. It's okay. It's okay. In fact, we are alone. We're in no rush. If it would make you more comfortable here, remove your clothing. I cannot see you. It is okay. Just leave your clothing. And we can get back to it when we need to. Atta girl. Are you more comfortable? Take your time. We're in no rush. Set yourself however you need be. Make yourself feel as though you're in that fantasy right now. Live it. Here, in this moment. We will bring these impure thoughts to the surface and take care of them. Now, if you're comfortable, touch that spot that you want them to start at. It need not be your most intimate. In fact, I imagine it is not. Start with their neck, their stomach, shoulders. Where do you want to be touched and where do you want to touch? Find those places on your body and hold them. And while you hold them, say their name. Good girl. Touch, rub, follow your fantasies in your mind. And show yourself the attention that you desire here. It's okay. It's okay. You're with someone of the cloth. This is a safe place. These are experimental practices, but I believe that they will be quite effective. I believe that by the end of this, we will both be satisfied with the outcome. Now, take your hands and touch your more intimate places alongside my voice. As long as you do as I say, you are following the word of God, and this is a safe place. Say their name as you touch yourself. Good girl. Now, together we are going to walk through a very overwhelming process, and all I need you to do is listen to my voice and follow my commands. If you can do that, say yes. Good girl. Now, rub your clit in circles. It's okay, I know what these parts are. I'm no stranger to this type of sin. How could I help absolve you of yours if I did not understand the nature of your issue? Now rub your clit, girl, There we go. Nice circles, just like that. I can hear those soft moans. That means you're doing a good job. That means you're doing the right thing. Have you heard of something called the Divine Feminine? It is believed that the female body is divine. And today we will practice that divinity. And today we will be safe in these feelings. Continue those circles. Apply a little more pressure. And say the name of your lover one more time for me. Good girl. I want you to picture their face. Picture what you want them to do to you. We're now going to take that very same hand and run it down to that most sensitive spot. Can you do that for me? Thank you. Together we are going to truly find satisfaction for you in these trying times. I know it's so overwhelming right now. Take that sensitive spot and explore it with your fingers. However many you're comfortable with, it is okay. This is your fantasy. Say their name again. We're keeping them in the front of the mind. This is not for you. This is for them. This pleasure, this attraction that you feel, deep inside, it's an attraction. By doing this with them in your mind, we exercise that attraction. We regain that divine feminine. You will not need them, and together we will find pleasure in ourselves. Keep touching yourself. It is okay. It is safe here. It's all right, pay those voices no mind. Everything is all right in this space with me. Continue to touch yourself in that most sensitive place and say their name one more time. Keep them on your mind. Good girl. Take your other hand and delicately touch that clit again. Are you doing it now? Good girl. I know this is overwhelming. I can hear those pants. It's okay. The moans, the mules, the panting, it is all part of giving ourselves to an overwhelming power. Picture that exact fantasy. Every intense thought and desire and will, all that burning energy that you feel, the lust, all of it. I want you to pour every bit of sensitivity into your clit and just inside your most sensitive places. Do you understand? Good girl. Feel nothing else. Don't worry about the air around you. Those who may hear, just touch yourself for me. Touch yourself for me. Good girl. That figure in your mind, keep it there. Live that passion. It's okay to get more frantic. You're doing this for me, to be pure again, to get those thoughts out of your head. You'll always be able to come to me when you feel like this. There we go. I can hear you starting to pick up the pace. That's good. That's good. I know it feels overwhelming in you. Might wonder when we'll be done, but you'll know. Say their name one more time. how to go. Picture that fantasy in your mind. Make it the most depraved version even you might shy from. I know that you're capable of more. It's important that we bring up all of those feelings and take care of them. We cannot leave anything behind. This has to be the most intense confession you've ever been a part of. I trust that you can do that for me. Touch yourself. Bring yourself that pleasure. Listen to my voice for the next minute. Fuck yourself with wild abandon. I just cursed, so it's okay if you do. Let it all go. Take those feelings, that raw desire, and let it free in this moment. Come on now. Good girl. Say their name one more time. Again. 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 Let them dominate your mind so that you may be free when we leave this confessional. Take yourself to that pleasure. Ride it out. If you are already on your way, hold it as long as you can. Ride that feeling. Let those impure thoughts flow from your body, from your most divine place. Oh, good girl. We must stop soon. You have the next 20 seconds. Really let it all go. Hold nothing back. This is the safest place you can do it with me. Say their name one last time. Good girl. Now, we'll be done. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And you are blessed, my child. It is okay to be overwhelmed. It is okay to feel undone. The sin was a part of you, and you have expunged it. There we go. You feel better now, don't you? It wasn't so bad. Better than repeating some scripture, I would imagine. Now, these sort of matters are very important, of course. I would trust that after today's exchange, you feel confident that I can handle these sorts of confessions. Perhaps next time you join me in my office, if you have them outside of regular services. I would be more than happy to help you find your way to God again. Now, I have something I need to take care of. I will trust you to get dressed when you're ready, and I look forward to seeing you again.